Am I Amen. 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 Oh, Oh, I praise the Sovereign High Prince of the Kingly Land, who encompasses the margins of the world. Gwaiv's captivity in Caerphilly is resonant with the tale of Pwyll and Pryderi. None before him was sent into it, into the heavy blue chain that bound the faithful youth. Because of the raid upon Anuven, he sorely sang. Until the world's ending, our poet's prayer shall sound. three ship burdens of Prudwin entered within. Except seven, none rose up from Kaivstithi. But for seven, none returned from the castle of the Shi. I am renowned in fame. The song is heard in Kaivpedevran, four times revolving. My original song stems from the cauldron. By the breath of nine maidens is it kindled. The chief of Anarvin's cauldron, what is its power? Ridged with enamel, rimmed with pearl, it will not boil the coward's portion. It is not destinied. The sword of Chlewach flashes before it, and in the hand of Chelminac is it wielded. Before Hell's gates, lights are burning. When with Arthur we went to the harrowing, except seven, none rose up from Carbethwit. But for seven, none returned from the castle of the Hallows. I am renowned in fame, the song is heard in the foursquare fort, in the island of the flaming door. Fresh water and jet are mixed, bright wine is the drink served to the host. Three ship burdens of Prudwin we took to sea, except seven, none rose up from Kyrgyz. But for seven, none returned from the royal castle. I gave no reward to the Lord's bookmen, who beyond Caerwydry's saw not Arthur's valour. 6,000 men there stood upon the wall, hard it is to parley with their sentinel. Three ship burdens of Prudwin we went with Arthur, except seven, none rose up from Caergolith. But for seven, none returned from the castle of frustration. I give no reward to the clerics with trailing shields who know not who created who, nor the hour when the chick is born, who made him why he went not to the meadows of Devwy. They know not who's the brindled ox, thick his headband, with seven score links upon his collar. When we went with Arthur on arduous expedition, except seven, none rose up from Carbandwy. But for seven, none returned from the castle of the Ocean of Stars. I give no reward to the clerics of weak intent, who know not on what day the chief is made, who do not know the hour of his birth, nor what silver-headed beast they guard. When we went with Arthur, disastrous contention, except seven, none rose up from Caer Ochran. But for seven, none returned from the first grove of trees. Monks howl like a choir of dogs from a contest with the men who know. Does the wind have one track? Is sea one water? Is fire one single spark of fierce life? Monks crowd together like wolves from a contest with men who know. They know not the divisions of midnight and dawn, and knowing of the wind's course, what its attack, where it ravages, what land it strikes. The saint's grave lies hidden deep in the ground. I praise the sovereign, the great high prince. May sadness leave me, Christ is my guardian. Again, be aware of the space around us. Bringing your attention to the east, behind Roberta and Pauline. Bring your attention to the place of beginnings. Be aware of the Archangel Raphael, the Archangel of the Dawn, the Archangel of the Breath, who holds the primal air, the wind that blows new life into being, the impregnating wind. Feel this being encompassing the whole quarter of the east. Feeling his wings go above from side to side and down. And encompassing the south, a place of fire and light, the sun at noon, summer. Be aware of the Archangel Michael in reds and fire colors, gold. Feel his wings encompassing the south, above, from side to side, below. Feel that fiery, radiant energy holding the quarter of the south. Bringing attention to the west. Place of the waters, the place of twilight, the place of autumn. Be aware of the Archangel Gabriel in silvers and greens and blues, all the colors of water. Feel his being encompassing the west, holding the whole quarter of the west, above, below, side to side. Feel the wings spreading out and interlocking one by one. Coming round behind me to the north, to the place of midnight, of the sun at midnight, of winter, and the deep dark, and the Archangel Uriel, the light that shines in darkness. Feeling this being in indigos and blacks and green blacks, feeling the great wings encompassing the quarter of the north, feeling the wings locking together, holding us, holding the whole sphere of our experience, protecting and blessing, so that we are held on all sides, we are held above and below. And when the angels have locked their wings into place, inviting them to clean the sphere, to take away all that is not essential, to empty the space, then sinking down to the deep place of the sphere, to the place where the angel wings come together. Feeling the earth power beneath us, from the center of the earth. And asking, inviting the angels to open their wings just a fraction, so the earth fire can come into our sphere. Feeling the deep earth fire, from the center of the earth. Becoming one with it, rising with it, riding it as it ascends to the center point of the sphere. As it stabilizes there, rising upwards, up to the apex of the sphere, up into the stars. Once again, coming to the place of the interlocking of the angels' wings and inviting them just to open them a fraction, to allow in the star fire, the diamond starry light. Letting that descend. Letting it meet the earth fire. Being open, being with the deep stillness of the two currents coming together, and the appearance in whatever way of the new sun. Just breathing for a moment in silence, being with the energies, being with your own experience.